Dr. Kenneth Kendler, director of the VCU Virginia Institute for Psychiatric and Behavioral Genetics, said earlier studies suggest a mix of genetic and environment factors, including family and peers, have a strong impact on drug abuse.
What we were trying to do in this study is to integrate these two perspectives that predispose to drug abuse, and most importantly, understand, at least begin to understand, how those two sets of risk factors go together.
The problem is that relatives who share genes and environment make it difficult to know if the family dysfunction leads to drug abuse or if it's genetics. Research involving families without a genetic relationship provided some answers.
We were able to do this in a marvelous set of data that have been created by this team in Sweden that allow us to get a complete sample of all of the adoptions that have occurred in Sweden from 1950 to 1993, and that's over 18,000. And then to go to official health records, pharmacy records, and criminal records to identify individuals who come into any kind of contact associated with drug problems.
They were able to follow up with both the biological and adopted relatives.
Basically, what we found is that indeed, consistent with the twin studies, if you are an adopted away child, and one of your biological parents, either your biological mother or your biological father, has drug abuse, your risk of developing drug abuse, even though you probably never met them, you were separated from them very early in life, in your first year or two, your risk is approximately doubled.
More importantly, Dr. Kendler added, the team showed the impact of genes on drug abuse was much stronger in a high-risk, dysfunctional family than in a low-risk environment.
We are not all born equal with respect to drug abuse. Something in the genes that our mother and father pass on to us alter our vulnerability. But what we also showed is that features of the adoptive home, including the breakup of the marriage of your adoptive parents, death of your adoptive parents, or drug abuse in your adopted sibling, remember this is someone who you don't share genes with, also had a nearly equal risk.
Things that are bad for the family predispose kids to drug abuse.
And it's not genetic, because we're studying adoptive families, but also factors that influence the sibling and peer environment. So as you leave the home as a teenager, who you associate with, the kind of crowd that you run with, also is influential, and that's why the drug abuse in the adoptive sibling was so significant.
An index of genetic risk and an index of environmental risk were created.
Do they simply add together? Or is the interaction more complex? And we found that it was more complicated. The two did not simply add together. And the pattern suggested that the impact of a high genetic risk to drug abuse was much more potent if you were in a high-risk environment.
Public opinion these days, Dr. Kendler said, is very DNA conscious, believing that the causes of drug abuse are either nature or nurture. This study went deeper and found that while genes are important,
the environment is just about as important, somewhat different, and the two intimately interrelate in degrees in the way that the environment modifies the importance of genetic factors. So it's that broad view that was so exciting to me about this project, putting the pieces together in one sample.
John Ogle, WCVE News.